Jason Sanford, because of parking and accessibility, many studio stroll visitors park at the Wedge Building and they limit their stroll to the immediate vicinity. But you write that the cotton mill is ground zero for what's happening in the district. Explain that.
There are definitely a lot of changes happening in the Wedge zone, but around the cotton mill studios, right sort of in the middle of Riverside Drive in the River Arts District, there's change all around them. To the south side of them, the city earlier this year demolished the old Ice House building, graffiti-covered derelict building. And then to the north of the cotton mill studios, the city just a few weeks ago demolished another part of that old cotton mill that was the site of an arson fire. And then right across the river, if you're on the top floor of some artist studios in the cotton mill studios, you can see New Belgium's construction on the brewery site over along Craven Street. So all around them, changes happening quickly.
Let's talk a moment about the cotton mill studio itself. It was bought about 10 years ago.
That's right. Eileen and Marty Black are artists. They're potters. They are celebrating the 10th anniversary of owning that building, which is full. I think they have about 15 artists, working artists in there. I talked with Eileen, who just talked about the changes she's seen over the past 10 years, which she is optimistic about and is enjoying seeing.
Is an artist-owned building a counterweight to gentrification or the potential for gentrification?
Yes, absolutely. And everyone I've talked to see several counterweights. One is the artist-owned buildings. There are about 12 or 13 artist-owned buildings out of the 25 or so buildings in that district. So that's huge. Just the fact that it is the physical characteristics, much of the area is in a floodplain. It is alongside an active railroad track with cars carrying coal. So there are several factors there that folks say will sort of hold back continued development.
You mentioned earlier the New Belgium Brewery, which is on hold for the time being.
Right.
But the next big thing is the site that was once home to Dave Steele near Highwater Clay. It's a 3.5-acre site, roughly.
Right.
And the plant closed in 2010, and it's just cleared out.
A big hole in the ground, kind of ugly hole in the ground right now, but developer Harry Pilos announced recently plans to build a mixed-use residential and retail building that would be home to about 200 apartments, some live-work space for artists, presumably, and a parking garage. So it's going to be a massive change in terms of the number of people living in that area, right at the corner of Klingman and Robert Street.
I talked with Barbara Zaretsky, who's a fabric artist and owner of Cloth, about that particular development. She said, all things considered, it's better than it could have been. The developer says he's interested in a mixed-use project, and he's not interested in gentrification. Did you get that indication from the developer that that he doesn't intend to be contributing to gentrification?
Well, he says he's not. Well, the way he looks at it is he's fixing up an ugly hole in the ground, and he's bringing people who will live in the district, which is only going to help your restaurants and your artist studios prosper. And he's going to build a building that he says will fit the look of the area. So from his point of view, it's just a natural growth of the area.
Is there general agreement about what the district needs?
From the artist's point of view, definitely. They have a couple of items on their agenda for change. One is just to make the area more pedestrian friendly. We're talking infrastructure, sidewalks, because this is a studio stroll, but I know you know from personal experience that it's not that easy to walk around.
Walking paths have been promised for years in that area, but it hasn't happened.
Right. So there are plans in the works for a new footbridge that would help connect people from sort of the 12 Bones area down Riverside Drive heading north, and a couple of other design things happening to make it more pedestrian friendly. But artists also want one other big thing, and that is they want the focus to remain on the sales and marketing of art. They do not want to see a Bell Sheriffification of the studio stroll. They don't want it to get so big that, in fact, it deters people from coming down there and being serious about checking out art.
So keep the focus on the arts, even as more bars and restaurants open and more residential space is created.
That's what the artists want.
The Asheville River Arts District Studio Stroll is tomorrow and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6. Jason Sanford is a reporter with the Asheville Citizen-Times. Jason, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.